Well, we all have the sources for our news. Some people quote the New York Times, some people quote the Boston Globe. I like to go to the tabs myself, and last week's Globe carried a story that is apparently now breaking in Washington that Laura Bush has moved to the Mayflower Hotel. This is in respect to George has apparently taken back to the bottle in his current crisis, and there's even rumors that he's been sleeping with Condi Rice. Look, this is the story. The story has been circulating for at least a fortnight in Washington without anybody being ready to say anything. And last week's Globe, you remember the Globe, it's on the rack next to the cashier at your supermarket. Last week's Globe had this story, and now it is breaking. I heard it from somebody who saw the Globe up in Humboldt County and phoned me to tell me about it. And apparently the story is breaking at this point. And it's, you know, hey, if I was under the kind of pressure George Bush is under, I might crack too. Border and state governors have been protesting the lack of National Guard border deployment funding. Apparently, that deal has been cut. Arnold Schwarzenegger will send upwards of 1,000 California National Guardsmen to the border. They will be deployed there under his command, he insists, and he says they can be pulled out at any time he feels like it. They will definitely be pulled out on the last day of 07, or 08, excuse me, meaning a 2.5 month deployment. The deployment will run 6 months at a time for those who are sent down to the border. The Bolivian doctors are on strike. Apparently, the arrival of Cuban medical teams, the Cubans are long on medical, has resulted in them going through the poverty-stricken areas of Bolivia, which is about 99% of the country, and giving free medical care to the poor. Now everybody is going to the Cuban doctors because, among other things, they're very high-tech and modern, and the Bolivian doctors are on strike because they're not making their normal upper-class living. Speaking of strikes, 89 men are now on strike at Guantanamo Bay, the imprisonment for detainees. This is 14 new members of the strike. 6 are being force-fed by their captors at the moment. This goes into 4 years of captivity for most of the prisoners down there who have never had any charges placed against them or any opportunity for a trial. The Brits have claimed that U.S. troops have killed 11 civilians in yet another massacre scene. This has been published in the last couple of days, another village outside of Baghdad, and the question of whether or not trials for a variety of incidents are going to be forthcoming. Expect the report on the Haditha massacre sometime late today from the Marines, and we'll see what else comes down as our war becomes more and more atrocious. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the radio on a Friday. Stay tuned.